Thanks for tuning in to your Day Off Podcast, hosted by your boys, Corey and Tony.
I think by the end of today, I might have another best friend.
They're committed to making you fall in love with the hair industry, one podcast at a time.
You're going to grab a lot of information.
Yeah,
you're going to learn a lot.
Presented by Hairdistry.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is it.
Your Day Off Podcast will begin after a word from our sponsors.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to your day off. My name is Corey, and of course I'm sitting with my best friend, Tony. What's up, buddy?
What's happening, brother?
Dude, I'm so excited that we're back at a live show. A big, big shout out to Premier Orlando for once again bringing us in and allowing us access to their pretty awesome media room.
Dude, yeah, it's so good to see all the stylists back. Everybody's happy. Everybody is just so excited to not only just to be here, but to be with each other.
It's amazing. Like, we've been, like, walking around on the floor, and, like, from, like, the show that was, like, you know, a couple years ago, pre that thing we never talk about, a couple years ago to the show now, and, like, the energy is so much different. I think, like, because the shows have been gone for, like, 2 or 3 years, like, there's a different energy on the floor today. Like people are excited to be here. People are excited to learn. And according to the vendors, people are ready to spend, too. So I'm really happy for the vendors. I'm really happy for Premier and just for our whole community, because when you're excited, we're all excited, right?
100%, brother. And, you know, and what we love is that we get to dig deeper with our friends and we get to make new friends.
We get to meet new friends. And today we have a new friend. What's really cool when we do these kind of things is during the weekend, we always like to pick up somebody, you know, while we're here. And most of the time, there's somebody that we know that I guess gives us charity time or something. But today we're meeting a new friend, and we kind of picked him up, and we're gonna pick his brain a little bit because he's got a lot to offer the industry.
It's funny, you know, when our queen boss lady gets excited, you know it's going to be good.
Yeah, no doubt. Tony's referring to Miss Katie May, who's the unseen third wheel of she's like the first wheel for us, honestly,
right.
You know, she's the boss. So Katie came over to us and she was really excited, and she was like, yeah, this guy's got a lot, so I can't wait to get into it.
Yeah, and we want to thank Premier, because Premier made the introduction.
Yeah, big thank you to Miss Rachel Brill, who reached out to me and said, hey, would you have Philip on today? And we're like, absolutely.
Yep.
So,
you ready?
Let's do it. So today we have a Philip Rosado on. Did I get it? Did I get it, Philip?
Yeah, Rosado? You knocked it out of the park, yeah.
All right, awesome.
You lucky I slipped.
Stop slipping, dog. Look over your shoulder.
I know.
So today we have Philip Rosado on, and, you know, Philip is, I always hate to say, like, motivational or inspirational or what. I want to call it our friend Jen Plank, a motivational speaker, and she yelled at me. She's like, it's not motivation, it's inspiration. So it's just like, it's just semantics, right? It's just semantics.
Yeah. Or you call it elevation.
Yeah. Elevation.
Yeah.
I like that, elevation. Yeah. So, Mr. Philip Rosado,
welcome
to your day off, man.
Yes, thank you guys for having me. It's an honor to be here. Like you guys said, it's really great to see everybody at the show. I live here in Orlando, Florida, so I've been coming to the show as a kid. I was like 18, 19, so to see it at this level and to be a presenter here is amazing. It's a such a good pinnacle, one of the pinnacles of my career. Kind of, you want to check off boxes, you know, and that was one of the things. Because I've been in education for a really long time, and I've been here many, many, many years under different brands.
Here?
Yeah, I'm originally from New York. Mm-hmm. I moved here when I was like 13, 14, and then just stayed here.
You from upstate or like Manhattan?
Beacon, New York.
Beacon? Beacon,
yeah, up 45 minutes from the city. Train ride is really cool.
It's a commuter town.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And your family just retired here or moved here?
My dad couldn't. He had to move away from New York because he couldn't. He had asthma issues, so they basically retired him. Then my mom got a job, and then we just all relocated, basically.
That's cool. Yep.
So,
you have siblings?
Yeah, I'm the youngest of four. So,
I know what your siblings are saying about you.
Two sisters, and then yeah. I just finished a class, and my sister was there, and she's one of the main reasons why I'm even doing hair. So it was really cool to see her here with me, supporting me, mm-hmm. also. But she was the one that brought me into this world, kind of as a kind of a sidekick to her, because she was a model for Paul Mitchell back in the day. So I was just hanging out with her, and they're like, "Hey, you want a model?" So I was like, "What is that?" And so they threw me on stage, and it was Robert Croman's before he was what he was. He wore like regular 3-piece suits and shit. So it was really funny to get cut by him, and then being introduced to that whole world by her. She was here. And then when I started educating, I was with Tony and Guy. And when I was on stage, one of my first times on stage, she was here. And then now, as a presenter on my own name, my own brand, she's here. So it was cool. Shout out to Abby Rosado to making that happen, mainly for my career.
I was going to ask you, you said, you know, when you came here when you were 18 years old, I'm like, did you always wanted to be a hairdresser?
No, never, never. Actually, I, you know, growing up in... I've always played sports, and I was very active and in the community. But I didn't know what I wanted to do. But I was like one of those kids that would buy a bag of Blow Pops and sell them for like 50 cents, you know?
Oh, the Jolly Rancher kid. Yeah, you're the Jolly Rancher kid.
Make a lot of money out. So I always knew that there was some type of element of business that I would do. I just didn't know what kind of business. Then I would work at Wendy's or supermarkets and getting paid $3 an hour, but right. I would cut my buddy's hair and he would give me $5, and I was like,
and you're
well,
like that
I
only took
lot.
40 minutes.
Yeah, that only took like 45 minutes. I made $5 and he tipped me $2. I can go and get a, you know, happy meal somewhere. So I just saw that and I was like, well, maybe I'll do that. And then my mom would kind of push me to do that because she didn't want me to be like my deadbeat brother, you know. So right. She's like, you're not going to be like him, so you're going to do something. I don't care what it is, even if it's doing hair, do hair or whatever, because she saw me kind of cutting my buddy's hair in the garage, and that's how it started.
That's dope.
Yeah, so it was cool. So it just kind of, my sister bridged the gap when she took me to the premiere show, and then I saw these dudes. I'm like, oh my god, these guys are amazing. These are like rock stars, and then like they're wild and crazy, but then they're beautiful women, and I was like, I was just fascinated by it. To be honest, I never thought that I would be at the level where I'm at now, but it's really a beautiful experience and journey. So looking back,
especially
at
as a young 18-year-old young man, and you're in this environment, you're like,
it's bananas. Yeah, it's overwhelming.
It's funny. He was like the rock stars, and like the guy that cut his hair is like the biggest rock star in the industry.
And I had no idea. And back then, it was a very different world too. But even he morphed into another level too, you know? So I always kind of looked at that and I was like, man, if these guys can do it, I can do it too. And I kind of took off and went the education route at a very young age.
That's pretty dope. Yeah. Man. Did you go to hair school or did you do like
I went to a vocational school. So I did high school, went to junior college for a semester, hated it. And then I was fighting, like listening to what my mom was telling me. Right. So I ended up going to Orlando Vo-Tech. Yeah. Wow.
How is a Vo-Tech different than a school? Do you guys know?
Well, Vo-Tech is vocational, so anything they'll do a lot of just different
Is it like a bunch of different Vo-Tech schools? Like you're doing hair next to like a car mechanic kind of thing?
Yes, exactly.
Got it.
Yeah.
Like a community college type.
Yes, but it's for all vocations.
Yeah.
Different. Got it. So exactly. It's nuts and bolts are there. Software programming. It's
nuts and bolts and hair color.
It's all the same building. So. So I just went to a vocational school, and then I did a lot of external training after that, and then fell into the education world and just fell in love with it. And
that's amazing.
Once I landed on the Tony and Guy team, I was just blown away.
That's awesome.
Who did you start your education with?
It was Tony and Guy. Yeah, Tony and Guy is how I kind of went up the ranks with them as an ambassador, then a regional educational director, then kind of international artist, and kind of kept on going and took a break and then jumped with, I'm with L'Oreal Professional now. Oh, nice. So I've been with them over 10 years. And big props to them because they've really opened up this world where, you know, I'm presenting now kind of like in a mental health space. Call it motivational, inspirational. I call it like personal development.
So, I like that. Yeah.
But it's all relative and it's a special thing. And they were great at supporting us because I'm a Cutter by design, and L'Oreal is a color brand, right? So it's kind of random that, you know, they have a...
Wait a second, you're a Cutter and you're Tony and Guy? Who would have thunked it?
No, but for, with L'Oreal, right? So L'Oreal, they're known as a color company. So once in a while, you know, we have a group of elite cutters, but we're not necessarily known for that. So they, you know, a few years back, they kind of pushed some of the business guys to kind of develop something. I developed this little thing called the Reset, and it's just been taking off. I started in 2017, 18, launched it to my team, and then L'Oreal said, yeah, go for it, teach it in the field, and it's right. been like their number one requested class in America in the past.
Really?
Yeah, a year or two. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
It's just brutal, because what I talk about is shit that nobody talks about. You know, if I go into a hair school, they will have no attendance. You know, because I am very realistic on what happens to... I'm all about protecting the stylist's happiness. So that's my space now. So for me, I discovered a formula of how can I create a perfect... Like, there's no such thing as a perfect clientele, right? But there's a certainty of creating what your happiness looks like. And if you can... figure out a way to bridge those gaps of what makes you happy, but then making sure that when you're behind the chair, you're always living in that space. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, your team is going to run on a higher performance, like a higher level with each other, with their clients. So sales go up, retail sales go up. So everything kind of encompasses this.
What inspired you to develop something like this?
Dude, you know, I am always, I get inspired. I love personal development programs like Tony Robbins, Gary Vee. I do a lot of studying, a lot of books and Jim Rohn, just all kinds of stuff that it just kind of feeds my brain, which I call hamster. So my hamster feeds off of this energy of just thinking a little bit different. I know I think I've always thought a little bit different. And I was coming home one day from one of those events, and I was just really inspired and motivated. And my wife was taking notes, and I was just saying stuff. And I didn't know. By the time we got home, she's like, here's the class that you just created. And I went back, and I was like, oh my God, this is kind of crazy.
It's all there.
It's all there. Right. And she wrote it. Thank God she wrote it, because then that was the foundation to what the Reset's all about today. Which is really cool, and I get goosebumps talking about it because I'm really passionate because what I speak on, nobody's talking about it. It falls into mental health, but with the show, but for me, it's beyond. It's more important than that. And
you keep saying what you speak on. What do you speak on? Let's get into it.
The pure is just what makes you happy. How can you? And I help you discover your happiness, and I also help you protect your energy. So your energy, like, and you guys are behind the chair. So, right. So for example, I'll do it with you because I'm going to shift your energy for a second, if that's okay.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. Sure.
So think of your least favorite client.
Currently.
Yes. Or ever. It doesn't have to be currently, but does one name pop up?
Sure. Yeah.
Right. Immediately. Right.
Yep.
You too. Right. So now, what does that make you feel when you think of that person?
Dread.
Bingo. What else?
Yeah, right.
Like, I want to call in sick.
You want to throw up inside. Yeah, yeah. The butterflies start getting, the red flags start happening and all that.
Right.
So that's your body telling you that, you know, something's not right. So I preach, fire them. I'm like, get rid of them fast. Get rid of it. And now there's a difference in either if it's your discipline that you're struggling in, or mm-hmm. is it this person that's combating you and probing you in a different level.
Right.
So what happens is I discovered, and it worked with me, I would go into my day sheet because I wanted to create a class that was going to really inspire, but change my team's perspective on stuff and really help their personal life and their professional life.
Right.
Like I'm a cutter by trade, but I kind of got exhausted, if you will, of like teaching just bobs. Like, everybody can do a damn bob now. You go on YouTube.
Who is this bob guy,
yeah,
anyways?
Yeah, who is the bob? So, like, if I want, I can teach you how to cut a bob, but more importantly, are you happy? And if you're not happy, how can I remind you of when you were happy? And if I can get you into that space, you're going to deliver a better performance behind the chair. Then and you'll start feeling so much better. And it was just a big discovery for me. And I did it on myself first, and I taught my team. And then it just started growing and growing, and it's been crazy. I had a room full of beautiful attendees just now, and it's just awesome because the discovery is when I went to my salon, I saw one name. And then finally, I discovered that not all the time you have to reset in between clients. So that was the original mindset. Mm-hmm. Before my next client, I have to reset myself. And so I was asked one time, do you reset in between every client? And I was like, no, I actually don't. And I was like, I realized what happened was I had killer clients over, I've been doing hair since 92. So years and years, year long clients. So I started discovering, all right, why are these people with me so long for one, mm-hmm. which is number one, connection. Right. And then number two is the execution of those stuff. Number three is consistency. So all three elements, they're career long clients, right? Thousands and thousands of dollars later, whatever. Some of them are my best friends. So I would go in and I would say, you know, everybody's cool. But one day I went in and I was like, shit, see, Michael Williams is in today. I'm like, oh, man. And he was not that it was when I was younger, he was given to me. And the crazy thing that just happened at the show just now, mm-hmm. I always talk about him in most of my reset programs because he's a foundational part of it. But actually how I got him, the manager at the time just was in the class.
Stop.
It's crazy. And I talk about her and him all the time. Her name was Cindy Smith. And it was cool to see her. I'm like, oh my God. It was like, it's crazy to think. And I always believe that universe gives you what you need, not what you want. And I was coming in today, not knowing what to expect. If it was one person going to be there, two people right. or what, but I had to be prepared for a lot, but I was not prepared to see her. My marbles. like, wait a minute. Cindy. And so it was cool. Cause I told the story. And I had her incorporate her version of it.
Oh, that's dope.
You know what
dope.
I'm saying? Because she was the one. I always tell that story, that conversation she had. And I was a young stylist back then. It was the 90s, 98. And she said, I remember that story. Michael, he made everybody cry. So you were the newest guy, so it was your turn. I'm like, fuck. You know what I mean? That's awesome. So I got him, but then he actually liked what I did. So, obviously as a cutter and a disciplined cutter at that, you can handle pretty much anything, right? So I wasn't necessarily worried about that. But what I discovered that he would, as I grew as a stylist, obviously your book or your time gets tight. But right. he would be like one of those guys that nitpick or that takes an hour and a half where it really should be. It's like 15 minutes. Like, right, why am right. I 20 minutes is the most. I should have 10 minutes to eat my donut. You know, why am I taking an hour and a half for this guy? So years would go by. And then I realized that I was connecting. I had discovered that I was connecting my success to a financial success, and I had lost what was making me happy. Mm. And so I was like, all right, and I knew if I fire this dude, I'm going to lose him, his kids, his wife, his sisters, all these people. And there was a financial component to my happiness. So I was like, once I discovered, you know, if I fire him, I'm not going to ever go into my salon and look at my day sheet and see anybody's name that's going to destroy my happiness or make me go sideways, right? If I worked out at the gym and I came in and I saw him, I'd be like, fuck. And then what? So I didn't want to have that feeling anymore.
But let me ask you this though. So let's say Michael's your worst client, right?
Right.
But let's say Michael's sister's your best client.
Correct. His wife was amazing. One of my favorites. But I knew that if I fired him, I would lose all of that. And not to mention the financial component.
Right.
20 plus years later, that's a lot of money.
Oh yeah.
So, but when I was younger, I didn't care. I did nails. I do pedicures. I'll wax eyebrows. I did anything because broke don't look good on me. So I was like, I need to hustle. Right.
Dude, my feet are kind of hurting.
Yeah,
there, bro.
Yeah. My feet are
back to the podcast.
Yeah.
And I had a bowl of Jolly Ranchers for 50 cents.
Exactly. Blow pops a dollar. I just kind of, you know, that's kind of how it started. And then I always mentioned the dude, and then the manager that did that, she was here today. So that was a wow factor.
But you're saying, okay, you're saying get rid of them, fire them.
Mm-hmm.
do you teach them how to do that? Because it's not easy.
Okay, yes, I do talk about that because it's all about just a conversation. But here's the other twist of that. You saw when I asked them, think of your least favorite client, they switched their energy. You saw that? Their energy kind of got a little bit more serious, a little bit more focused. Your center went a little bit over, tilted, right?
Sure, there's no doubt.
And I'm going to tilt it back. I want you to think of your favorite client, your top two.
Yeah, love them.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
Shifting that is the entire core of what the reset is all about. Being able to recognize your negative and positive clients. And my thing is choke out the negative ones and expand the positive ones. Now, the ones that are your favorites. Why? Why are they your favorite?
Honestly, there's a different relationship then. It's not a relationship about like servicing them, but over the years, it's been a relationship of like, I mean, honestly, like how the kid's doing. I mean, the conversation is completely different and you're connecting on a real human level, not in a transactional way.
Bingo. The connection. So what I preach is don't just do consultation, do the connection first, then consultation. Because if there's no connection, then you're just basically following for the paper. And this is really, because as stylists, as barbers and hairdressers and all that, we're very emotional beings. So we get impacted every single day and we don't even know it by negativity. Because when we wake up, we start thinking negative. There's 70 to 80,000 negative thoughts every day that go through our head. And when I saw that stat, I was like, what the hell? And then they're like, yeah, because your brain is designed to survive. It's not designed to make you happy. Mm. So I was like, shit. When I found that out, I was like, all right, what makes you happy? And then I was like, looking at my clientele base, bingo, the connection. So I preach connect with your clients first. If there's no connection, we have to shift it on. Now, the connection could be, like I always say, I'm not, like, my name's on the door, and I know people, I live here in Florida. Everybody's moving to Florida, right? They're from L.A., New York. I'm going to go to him. I do extensions, all that. I don't do extensions. I've been certified 3 times. It's not my thing. It's not my lane.
Not your lane.
Not my lane. So I preach, figure out your lanes, right? Are you a 10-lane highway? Are you a 3-lane? Whatever it is, that's great, right? There's no... whatever. For me, there's a discovery in, can I do it or won't I do it? So I can do it. It just doesn't make me happy. So I refer out, say, Heather, if I cut her arm, extensions pop out. She loves it. So Sally, if you want extensions, I know I'm the owner. If I do your extensions, you're going to hate it. It doesn't make me a shitty hairdresser. Mm-mm. But a lot of we are so emotional that it can cripple ourselves with the little voice that I call the hamster that's drilling us, right? Because, this person is from L.A., so there's a standard of expectation. You know L.A.'s stylists and their hair always look good, right? We're in Orlando, so how you're like, oh, we're a B.C. market, they're an A market. You start thinking, oh, so all these negative thoughts, and none of that shit's real. So you have the conversation and say, hey, Sally, you know, I know you just got here from L.A. and you love extensions. And however, I don't necessarily love doing extensions. If you're honest with your guests, you can save them and save your own Yelp reviews or bad shit, right?
Right.
You can actually save them by saying, hey, Heather, I actually can cut the extensions perfectly. I do want to service that. However, if you want to retain them, you know, move them over. So that's a discipline avenue, right? So
we've been doing that our whole career because all I do is cut and all he does is color. So
really?
I've always given out my color clients to him, you know, and vice versa.
That's because you guys are saving your happiness. You're staying in your lane. You discovered it and then you're masters of it.
But, you know, I mean, listen, it's really easy to say this when you have a full book. Right. And it's really easy to say this, like you can start to like manifest that word, manifest this happiness, you know, when you have a full book. But, you know, when rent's due at the end of the month and Miss Never Happy Inner Shoes comes in. I mean, then you know, you're thinking more rent than you're thinking like you got to go.
You do. And I do believe it. And the reason why I feel that I'm primed for this and I can speak to it because I've done all of it and I've seen it. And I also I this was before 2020. I gave the power to my entire team to fire only if they...
And nobody fired you. That's brilliant.
Like, I fire myself every 2 minutes. You know what I mean? So, but the thing is, this was pre-pandemic and all that, and I still preach it. Even during the pandemic, everybody's like, oh, the clients are going to... I'm so passionate about making sure my people are happy that I know that if they get a couple bad people, it would ruin... It would probably kill their career, kill their confidence, kill right. all this. So this is only what my experience that I do, and I've seen all of it. I've seen what broke looks like. I've seen what, to your point, hey, I'm rent's due. I got to do whatever I got to do. That only tells me, I can't work a 2-hour shift. I need to work a 12-hour shift.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't. I'm cut from those days. Right. I didn't, you know, pre-YouTube, pre-social media. Shit, I can't. I think I was born, graduated in 92, hair in 93, so... pre-internet shit.
That's
so,
us.
Yeah.
We're 92, 93, right?
Yeah. So we started the same year. So I know, shit, I was there 12 hours a day doing one client. So for me, the networking was a different mindset back then too. To your point, rent's due. So I had multiple jobs. So I just didn't, and yeah, on one of my podcasts, I did talk about that is like, you have to have multiple jobs when you're doing this business. We can't just like, and I think hair schools sometimes do the stylist injustice by preaching, oh, look at Philip, he drives a Range Rover and a Porsche and he has this and he does that. Yeah, but nobody saw the freaking 30, you know, 20 plus years I put in.
We
in
talk
the
about
dirt.
That all the time.
And I had a Honda Accord for 17 years. Yeah, nobody right. sees that, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's a, they preach all this gloss over here, but they don't preach how the dirt was and how he got so dirty to get to this space, and then that got you here. But to your point, when rent's due, things are always like, universe gives you what you need, not what you want, right? So it will happen. And I remember one of my stylists, I always told her, because she was struggling with like daycare and this and that, I'm like, don't focus and don't worry about the money. I need you to trust me, the money will be there. And I looked dead in her eyes and I told her, don't worry about the money, worry about your craft. And then she's one of my top stylists now within a year. And right. Yeah, I would love that conversation with her because she was so dead focused on, I'm not making this, I'm not doing this. I'm like, shift your focus, you know, change your mind, change your focus, change your life.
And your clients, they feel that. They pick up on it. They pick on... Pick up, you know, whether you're giving out positive energy, exciting, you know what I mean? And versus if you're like, oh, you know, let's get it over with.
Yeah, but to you guys' point, like the connection mm-hmm. is why your clients are your favorite clients. Not to mention, they'll probably give you tickets to a ball game. They'll bring you Starbucks. They bring you wine. Yeah. They bring you know, nice tips. Or they right. take you out for dinners and pay for a $1,000 dinner. You know, that's that's just the after cherry on the top.
Right.
Truly, you have a connection or a bond that you created with them. And my thing is, if you do that, that can happen 10 times over. A lot of us don't realize it because we're so stuck in the bad negative clients because that usually strikes our energy and it takes our energy. So I go and I'm combating that.
It's funny. Yeah. You really got me to thinking when you said thinking you're a negative client. Even if my negative client
what's her name?
was at the end of my day.
Dude.
You know, and I can have all my favorite clients before
all day
that.
Long.
And it my energy's totally different.
Bingo. Yeah. For the entire weekend.
Yeah.
And that's not fair to us as stylists. It's completely not fair.
Yeah.
And that's where I come in and say, you know what? How is that suiting my life right now?
I mean, I can do Tony like one better. It's like if I come in on Wednesday and I see the client on Friday, from Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I'm like, oh,
yeah.
I got to get through 6 o'clock on Friday. On Wednesday morning.
Yes. Yeah. And we all are. So my thing is when you discover those moments, that's when you say, okay, maybe I need to, you know, they were great when I had zero clients, but now that my time is extremely valuable, maybe I can give them to my new apprentice or kind of take them off like that. And then you start pulling.
Oh, do like what you did. Yeah,
exactly. Paul,
what
Cindy. Yeah.
Who's the new kid?
Yeah.
New kids on the block.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's funny. I used to do their hair. LFO. Those guys, but it's crazy that I mean, my thing is, I really do believe, and I'm really passionate that when you just start discovering that little swing, and you start looking at your client base, and you start saying, okay, why are they my favorites? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why are these my negative least favorites?
Right.
And then you start wiping out the least ones, and then you realize, oh my God, now I can develop a perfect clientele, and I'm always excited to do what I do. And then you're going to, you thought you did good hair before, you wipe the negative ones out, you're shooting on a different level.
Right. But so I have a list of positive and negative clients, but how do you coach to get rid of those negative clients? It's not easy. I mean, there's, you know, people, you're already distressed of just doing their hair. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now you got to tell them, I don't want to do your hair. Takes it up
I to don't like you.
Yeah. Well, a lot of it is, you know, I always say it's a conversation. Everything can be solved within a conversation. And then if it's a pure, authentic, honest conversation, nothing can stop you. You know, Michael, I'm so sorry. You're no longer able to get service in my salon. I no longer have joy or passion cutting your hair. And, you know, unfortunately, I'm not going to allow you to have any more appointments moving forward with me or my entire team. And then what happened was, I didn't know this, the aftershock of it, everybody was elated, so excited. Oh, my God, the front desk were coming up to me. Oh, my God, that's so amazing. And I'm thinking, why did he do to you? And I'm hearing all these stories that he did to them.
Right.
And the assistants were coming up. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. I'm so happy. It makes me wonder, what did he do to you? And then I didn't know that he was infecting and making everybody else's mind shift. I thought he was just, you know, shitting on me.
Right. Right.
Like crapping on everybody
right.
with this negative, like, power that he had and the energy. And I was like, shit. And it was like a light bulb moment. If I protect my entire team, right, of all these awesome human beings from one bad apple, the solution was getting rid of the apple. And a lot of people say, all right, I got all these damn people are negative. No, they're negative because this ding-dong is making them negative.
This ding-dong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, I'm going to shout my boy out here because I remember it's been a lot of years, but he had a client that you know, was a drag on him and hitting on him and hitting on him. And same thing, he was like, I got to fire her, but I can't fire her.
Right.
And then she was rude to our receptionist, and Mr. Protector over here had to take her down.
Yeah.
She's still a client, though, isn't she?
Is she?
No. I think what happened. Here's what happened. It opened up the conversation,
yeah.
and then now she has different parameters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I gave her an option because I mean, I gave her an option saying either you're going to be this way when you're in here, or you cannot come in at all. And she totally changed her
demeanor. And that's all. Sometimes it's all a conversation.
Yeah.
So what stopped you doing that before?
I don't know. It was something I wanted to protect. My friends, my family, my you know what I mean, my staff, whatever.
Well, a lot of it you could handle it.
Yeah.
So you created this wall, this structure
right.
that she was like pounding. You can handle it. But when you saw her do that to one of your team members, you said, "Oh, hell no."
Yeah.
Well, this is where it stopped. That whole thing switched.
Yeah.
Right? You were able to protect yourself. Well, we forget these people are coming in and they're affecting everybody else.
Right.
So by snapping that snapshot and say, okay, wait, have that conversation like you did that was awesome and authentic and super real. And then their energy shifts because maybe they're just not aware of it. And you were the one to make them aware of it. But most of the time, people or hairstylists, we're sensitive, and we talk ourselves out of having that conversation.
Sure.
And all it is just a conversation, and just an honest conversation. Say, Sally, every time you come in here, you're extremely negative, and I'm trying to create a positive environment. Unfortunately, is there something I can help you with? But I'm not going to allow you to come back anymore if you keep treating Sarah like this and me like this, because it really, you know what I mean? That when you have such a raw, authentic, they can't come back at you for nothing, you know, because we're old school. So we built, like, we're like, you know, callous to all these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
But these our idea now as leaders and as protectors or mentors of our team is protecting them from people that can hinder them. And today's market, these kids are very fragile, right? They're very sensitive. They don't, you know, so the whole mental health thing is a big deal, and we have to protect it.
But what I love what you're doing with your staff, not a lot of salon owners.
They
a lot of salon owners, they see money. They see dollar signs.
Bingo.
And so you know, as a young stylist, you're going to, whether it's you're happy or not, you got to make that money.
Yeah.
Ivan Zoot has a, on, he has a on June 1st is Raise Your Price Day, mm-hmm. right? Maybe we should have, like, what's that movie where you're allowed to kill somebody all night long?
Purge.
Maybe we need to have, like, July 1st being Purge Day.
Purge the client day. Yeah, that's a great idea. I never thought
you
about
got
that.
It. Go ahead.
That's a great idea.
You can own it.
All right, perfect.
Hey, are you said that you weren't prepared for what's her name Cindy to come in
Cindy,
the class?
Yeah.
So you weren't prepared for that. Are you prepared for when Michael comes in your class?
Yeah. I'll thank him because I've made a lot of money off of him. I'll thank him so
Post
much,
Michael. Yeah.
Like that's the thing that's insane. I was super nervous and had put a financial number on him, knowing right. that I would lose him and his entire family. Switching that around, I'm writing a book. The book's coming out. I'm pushing this thing, and this has made me way more money
right.
than he would have made me in a year.
All right, real right. question, though. Did you lose his family?
Yeah, all of them. All of them. The sisters, the wife, the kids.
But I'm gonna stay real. I want to stay real here. So here you are. You're teaching this.
Yeah.
So as a stylist or a young stylist, I go back to my salon, which my salon owner is money motivated.
Right.
How do I do this and have the conversation with my salon owner and still keep my job?
It's really simple. It's all about being honest, but you have to be honest with yourself and say, hey, if I'm the student or I'm the level one stylist or new stylist and I go to the owner, I'll say, you know, I don't feel comfortable working on this person's hair because they make me feel uncomfortable. And it's making me not able to do my work. Where it's almost like if I'm cutting hair with two left hands or two right hands, or I don't even know my lines and sections. I can't think. I'm not, you know, and it's up to the owner to identify it, but or having that line of open communication with the team. So I always say, like, I only speak from the experience that I preach on my brand and my team.
Sure.
I'm the king of my kingdom, right? You're the king of your kingdom. You're the queen of your, you know, I always say that. Like, this is kind of what, and I only do it out of sharing my experiences and seeing the results. And I'm like, holy shit, this is really working. I want you to do it because I want everybody to be successful. Like, right. I don't really care if
I don't really care about your kingdom, but he can tell you about his.
Yeah.
Do with it what you will.
Yeah, exactly. So for me, I'm always say have open communication with your team. Not. I'm not talking about open door because we're busy and all that. But it's just a raw, honest conversation. And then as an owner, say, okay, is it the technique that's bothering you? Do we need to give you more education? Or is it, where is it driving? You know what I mean? That's a discovery.
Yeah.
So if it's education, all right. I discovered recently, doing my one-on-ones with my team, that half of them don't like doing men's haircuts. And I'm thinking, when I first came out of hair
school. That's because Michael went to each one of their chairs.
Yeah, probably. It affected us with it. You know, they don't do freaking, men's haircuts. So we had a look at that, and that was a big discovery that I needed to teach more cutting men's focus, you know, and that's what we're doing now. But it was a discovery that I had to have with them, and I was like, well, there's a certain point in your career where you can make a lot of decisions of say, okay, I went from a 20-lane highway to like a 3. You can't do that in the beginning. You know, you have to really learn all of the disciplines and then navigate because you lose that opportunity of doing men's haircut and you don't get Backstreet Boys or you don't get Rob Lowe. You don't get to do all these cool guys.
Right.
Like you're losing an opportunity of opportunities. You know what I mean? And
well, I'll tell you, my biggest regret as a hairdresser is not looking down all those lanes when I did it. Mm-hmm. Like I niched myself so early as a colorist that there's so much of the industry that I missed out on.
Yeah.
You know, like right now, I would love the opposite of you. I would love to do extensions, but I have no idea even how to hold shears.
Yeah.
So how do I finish off like an extension thing? Mm-hmm. And it's not like I can send them to Tony or anything because it could be a 4-hour appointment. It could be a 5-hour appointment. You don't know to your end. So I can't like jack his book up all day for me. Right.
Right.
You know,
but it's great to your point, and I just always speak on that. The experience is this. My biggest regret is this, and I don't want you to do that. Right. So I need to protect you and allow you to discover as many lanes as you can. So we can kind of start narrowing them down. Once you're fully booked, then we can kind of really narrow stuff down.
Sure. But
if you ain't fully booked, then we have to discover as many.
Those are the hustle years.
Yeah.
Hustle years.
Yeah. Yeah. But it must be awesome when you go to the shop and everybody is happy. Everybody is excited.
And that was the discovery, which I did not even anticipate. When I talk about this a lot, when you go to my shop, and it's the Deuce Salon here in Orlando, everybody, like, the energy is always cool. It's not the prettiest salon. It's not the perfect, we're not a perfect running salon. By all means, we have a lot. People leave us, all this shit, right? We're just normal, like a norm in our industry. However, the clients, when they come in, they always say, oh, I love the vibe here. I love the energy.
Yeah.
And the vibe is energy is what? Our people. Yeah. And it's my job to protect that energy and that vibe of that space. And what we need more now, more than ever, especially after 2020, is what? Connection.
Right.
And positive energy. No bad shit. So for me, in my salon, when you go in there, yeah, it's nice. It's clean. Aesthetically, it's minimal. It's cool. But the energy is way more important. You know what I mean? So, and when you go in there, nobody feels like, man, this is just a feel like, you know. And if they do, if I feel like that energy is shifting, then I'll change music or have start having conversations with people. Because as stylists, we're all empaths. We all have this certain energy. We can relate to somebody by seeing them. Like, you know, if somebody's sad or depressed or, you know, giving a coffee can really light somebody's day. But, you know, hugs are free. Right. You know, and you give a smile, they're free. That's very infectious too. So,
Phil, let me ask you this. So, you know, you're preaching about like reset with your clients and like getting rid of the unhappy. What happens and how much grace do you have with your staff?
Grace?
meaning like some of us have bad days and then mm-hmm. some of us are just bad days.
Yeah.
You know, so how much?
I love to acknowledge that. I love to just speak to it. And give them space, they need space. It's just always a conversation. And the funny thing is, I was working like 6 days a week, then five, then four. I'm behind the chair 2 days a week. Now I'm trying to go 1 day a month. Right? I just love it. You know, I love it so much that I can't stop. And my clientele runs so deep and they're so great. Now I'm dealing with just the top 1% of what I want to deal with, you know, and it's right. such an amazing experience for me. That I don't want to give it up, but you know, I know, you know, at some point I have to pivot, but you know, I'm just raw and real with everybody. I'm like, you good? You good today? You're not feeling good? I get it. You know, what can I do to help support you?
But if you have a new hire and like, you know, 3 or 4 months in, you're just like, oh, this is just like an Eeyore personality.
Right.
You know,
well, they the great thing about once you establish your culture really well, they absorb themselves out. Usually
absorb themselves out.
Yeah, they don't.
That might be the title of this podcast.
Yeah, within, I would say, 4 to 8 weeks, they're out. Mm. And so there's always a connection, but we don't go that deep. I call it like a surface connection.
Right.
Once we go to scuba diving, then it's
does your team help absorb them out?
Yeah, they naturally do. And it's an interesting dynamic because I always kind of, we have a cast of characters, you know, I always like to say I'm a ringleader in a circus, you know, and these, but right. We have vast characters and I love underdogs. I love like all these, you know, human beings that we have on our team and we have a little bit of everything and it's an amazing space to kind of be there because it's like you have to go through that boot camp phase of, you know, the first 4 to 8 weeks. If you pass it, then you're in. And then when you're right. in, I'm going to shove so much education down your throat. You're going to be the best damn hairstylist you think you ever can be. You know what I mean? That's my number one goal. But you got to pass boot camp. I'm not going to fuck with you if you're not going to be serious about this.
Right.
If you're serious, I'm all in.
So this is Navy SEAL budge training.
Exactly. I always say I'm a Navy SEAL.
Say that.
No, no, you're correct. But I always like to compare when I go fly in and I go, because beyond the road, I've seen a lot of different things. And usually I would go into heavy hitting salons, major salons, New York City, Madison Avenue, yeah. all the, you know, 100 people salons. And I'm going in. And these hairdressers, I'm a kid from Orlando. They're like sitting there with their machine guns looking at me. Yeah, you try to teach me something. What do you got? You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm like, so I always say I fly in super late and I'm out within 24 hours. Like, and when I leave, I've impacted as many things as I can, hopefully in a positive way.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, it's kind of bizarre, but it's just a new passion I have for this. And in this industry is so vast and we can do so much, right? And when you do as long, I'm nearing 30 years doing what I do, but to have the, I guess the success that I'm having now as an educator, especially on my own name, it's just a different feeling.
It's not a feeling, it's a responsibility.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
For sure. And I don't take it lightly, and I'm pushing hard. I get goosebumps when I talk about it, because I know that nobody else is talking about this. And if it falls on mental health, let it fall there, because I know that once the word is out there, then they're going to be like, oh, wow. Like, I see this being, like, in a stadium. Like, I could be in the main stage one day, and I'll rock out, and it's full. Like, today I thought I was, like, Jack Harlow was going to be his first concert. Right. Like, two or three people in the audience. And then, right. And then he took another picture, and he's in a stadium. You know, I really feel that's my shift right now. And it's kind of crazy, but it's meant to happen. I've been prepared for this moment. I've been preparing for a really long time. And I'm just having a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying it, you know, meeting you guys, seeing what you guys are doing. You know, it's just incredible to connect. And that's
dope.
The biggest thing is connection right now.
That's so dope.
Yeah, I mean, you literally you got us shifted in, you know, from negative to positive, and it. I saw it. Now you're going to make me be thinking about who I'm going to
fire when you get home.
Yeah. I'm already you're already imprinting my brain.
That's why I asked that question, because it takes you there immediately. So right. I say, who's your least favorite client? And then you saw the energy shifted.
Yeah. Yeah,
you guys were like,
so
I'm not going to lie. I went to an old client. I didn't go to a current client.
Yeah. Yeah. But
I went to a client that I sent to Tony.
You did. We had that conversation before we got here, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did. I said, why did you send her?
Michael.
Literally. Yeah.
So it's kind of one of those things. And, you know, I don't know. It's perspective, you know, like, shit, I'm 48. I didn't, you know, think I thought I would be retired by 40 as a kid.
Sure.
But now, what I'm doing now, on the perspective of shit, if you really have like certain amount of years on this world, how can I impact the most of it now? And that's why I'm working so hard and pushing this out there as much as possible.
Well, it's called legacy.
Yeah. So our listeners, how can you impact, or how can they follow you to be impacted?
Oh, yeah, philiprosado.com is P-H-I-L-L-I-P, Rosado, R-O-S-A-D-O.com. A lot of my content lives there. I actually created the Reset program, kind of like a master class,
right?
Where people can go and either, yes, and it's actually promotional sale this week. I kind of took this from Grant Cardone, you know who he is?
Mm-mm.
He's like a Gary Vee or one of those guys. He's a little bit different. He's more real estate guy. So he sells his stuff for like, here's $5,000 worth. You can buy it for whatever. So I was like, I started
Six
doing
bucks.
That. Yeah. So I was like, oh, that's dumb. So I just changed the price for this weekend. It's $29.99. You can kind of buy the Reset program and you could do it yourself at home at your own time, which is really cool. Or you can just bring me in if you're a L'Oreal salon or LP branded salon. Priology salons, Mizani, Shumora, you know, Kerastase, any L'Oreal brand, they can bring me in, or you can just bring me in on your own. You know,
hey, if I buy the Reset for $29.95, do I get a Xerox copy of your wife's notes on a napkin?
Oh. Man, that'd be worth a lot of money. I don't know. It's in one of those notebooks. Yeah, right. I wish. But yeah,
it's pretty cool, man.
The code is Get Reset, and you'll get it for $29.99, which is cool, you know. And I just throw everything out there. I don't know, you know. And this started a few years back, and I was doing all kinds of stuff. I didn't even know why I was doing it. I was just doing it. And then when, you know, I believe there's no such thing as luck. It's where preparation meets opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing all this stuff, and all of a sudden, you know, like, oh, got this book thing coming out, and this is in it. I'm using all the things that were already have that. And, you know, it's just kind of crazy how it happened.
Opportunity breeds opportunity.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm just really grateful living in that mindset of being just grateful and then just kind of continue to just like speak to this, you know. And my goal is to get this content in front of as many people as possible.
That's awesome.
And I'm grateful that, yeah, Rachel from Premiere hooked it up because it was kind of, I was sitting there the other day, I was like, shit, and I've done lives and I've done stuff with Modern Salon and different people, and I know everybody's here, so I'm like, well, why didn't I, you know, think of trying to connect with someone? So when I got Nicole hooked me up with Rachel, Rachel hooked me up with you guys, so it was just
That's dope.
A blessing, you know?
Yeah. Definitely, it's our blessing. Man. We appreciate you.
Yeah, anybody who can elevate our industry, we want to connect with.
So. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's been great. It's just, I just love it so much, and there's so much to give back. And I think for now, like even like you were saying, the legacy portion of it, I want to give back as much as I can to an industry who's given me so much, and I want to try to move it in a little bit more of a better space. And I know kind of what I talk about is a little bit negative, but it's a lot of positive. It's really. It shows
the negative is setting it up.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And then realizing, okay, this is where we can discover where your happiness lives.
Word.
And if it lives there, bingo, let's just continue to live there. And then you're going to perform at a higher level. Right. You thought you were good before, your shit's going to be 10 times better because you're just so happy doing it.
That's amazing.
I can't wait.
Yeah, Mr. Philip Rosado, thank you very much. Yeah. Thanks for hanging out with us, making time for us this weekend.
Thank you. And, you know, thank you
for joining us on your day off.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, share it with friends, give us a rating, and drop a review. To listen to all the latest podcasts, please subscribe from your favorite podcast outlet. And to stay connected on and off the show, you can follow us at Hairdistry on Instagram and all other social media platforms. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time. Peace and love.